What about the results based on nodal status? There's been some confusion or sort of difficulty grasping that. Maybe you can go through that a little bit.
Oh, certainly. This study was actually designed to answer two questions for the price of one. It was powered at the final analysis, which is 590 events, to tell us very strictly whether there's an interaction between the number of axillary lymph nodes and the benefit from TAC chemotherapy. So the interaction test that is done is basically looking for a significant difference in the ratio of the hazard ratios of people who have more than four nodes and people who have one to three involved axillary nodes. So what this study is designed to do at 590 events is tell us whether TAC chemotherapy particularly benefits one group or another. The analysis we've done to date shows that there is no interaction by our interaction test. When we look at the numbers, we get an independently significant improvement in the 1 to 3 node positive group. And in the 4 or more node group, which is about a third of the population, the numbers are favoring TAC. There are fewer disease-free survival events, fewer recurrences in the women who have 4 or more nodes. But that in and of itself, in that one-third of the population of the study, does not have a statistically significant p-value attached to it. However, the protocol says what we do is compare the hazard ratios of those two groups, and it turns out there's no difference between the two. So we and the FDA agree that the TAC regimen is a benefit to women with node-positive breast cancer.
I know there was a period of time when the perception was that, quote, there was no benefit in the 4-plus node patients.
Well, we had done an early analysis. It was actually the first analysis of the study, which was intended to be a safety analysis. And to our surprise, we were already having a very significant disease-free survival advantage. It was 0.0011 at 33 months. So the IDMC basically said these were important data on the basis of disease-free survival, and those early results had been published at the time. However, there were by no means enough events at 33 months to make a definitive conclusion as to the benefit. At that time, it was a more striking difference between the two groups. With further follow-up, that certainly has fallen by the wayside, and there clearly is benefit in both groups. Finally, the FDA, which is one of the arbiters of the study, has reviewed it very closely and agrees with our interpretation, and as per the protocol statistical analysis plan, there is no interaction. There's no difference in the benefit of TAC chemotherapy over FAC, depending on the number of axillary lymph nodes.